This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
To talk about this exciting upcoming Ravens season, we think one, well, not to put too much pressure on them, they better get to the Super Bowl, but let's get Kyle Goon in here. Kyle, what's up? Was that too much of an ask to get to the Super Bowl right now?
No, it's the ask. Everybody knows it. It's weird because as much as I was about to chastise you for rushing us through our summer vacation all the way up to camp, I think a lot of fans think, what if we could go in time to January and see the Ravens in the playoffs? I think that's how a lot of fans think about the Ravens this year.
Well, look, that's going to be the crystal ball that's a little cloudy for a lot of people. The Ravens, I guess, themselves, as much if not more than anyone. But look, health for all teams. So let's throw that out the window. And we assume everyone stays as healthy as possible. Injury is going to be a part of it. It all depends on significance of said injury. But we look at this Ravens roster. We've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks, heading into training camp 3 weeks from today. You know, we've been watching, I have anyway, the Ravens since their inception going back. This is their 30th season. Two Super Bowl champions. Hall of Famers at the yin-yang. Pro Bowlers, MVPs, I mean, you name it, they've accomplished it. The championship game just 2 years ago. I think this is the best roster going into a training camp they've ever had. What would be the one thing, Kyle, that would prevent them from being maybe the best team they've had since the last Super Bowl? Quite frankly, I think they're better than the team that won a Super Bowl on paper in 2012.
Yeah, I think the one thing that I look at and that I've looked at for years, and they've found a way around it for the last 2 years, but the edge rusher situation, there's just not a terribly elite guy. But the thing is, I say that every year. I said that last year, and then Kyle Van Noy has a 10-sack season. It's sort of like, okay, well, I guess they figured it out. Chuck Smith's kind of a genius or whatever. But it's just every year I kind of look at the pass rusher group. I'm sort of like, yeah, they could beef up here. They could figure it out something there. You know, I know they're really high on Tavius Robinson coming out of OTAs and mandatory minicamp. But I always kind of look at that group and think, there's probably another piece or two they could add to make that unit a little more fierce.
Now, Kyle, like Bob and I both have high predictions for Mike Green this year. I mean, I would not be shocked if he had 8 sacks. Kyle, I mean, you were out there as much as I was. You know, he's the most natural rusher they got.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably true. I mean, obviously, everybody knows he comes in with some questions off the field, but there's a reason why he was evaluated so highly, because he produced. He had a lot of sacks as a college player and put in a lot of pressures. And, yeah, you can kind of see that coming through in OTAs and minicamp. And, you know, obviously we'll see in training camp, but, yeah, I'm sure, you know, when you get a second-round guy who has first-round caliber talent, you plan on trying to put him somewhere in that rotation. And I wouldn't be surprised either if Mike Green found a role for this team.
Kyle, I have three concerns going into training camp, and it's offensive line depth. I'm nervous as hell with, you know, Cleveland and whoever. Noteboom, I guess, will be okay, but anything after that makes me nervous. And then linebacker, Simpson's got to show up for me. Otherwise, if he does, then I'm okay. And then kicker. Those are the three, you know, questions that I have going in to when we start on 23rd.
Yeah, I mean, of all those things, the one that really sticks out to me is kicker, to be honest. And, you know, I know the Ravens said, well, you know, we're really impressed with Tyler Loop, so we're going to say goodbye to Justin Tucker. And obviously now we see, you know, that's why, because Justin Tucker is going to miss the first 10 games of the season. But, you know, Tyler Loop has to hold up his end of that deal. And in minicamp, I would argue we didn't see it. In OTAs, I would argue we didn't see it.
Agreed. Of
some of those under pressure kicks, making them. And I know he's working with Randy Brown and trying to change some things and get his form right for the fall. But, you know, there's a lot of pressure on a rookie kid. And I think it's very possible that, you know, he's going to have to prove himself worthy in a kicking competition against an undrafted free agent. So, you know, I think of all the things, you know, the kicker's got to go out there every game and, you know, make extra points, make a few kicks. And in Baltimore, it's just been so long since we've really thought about that with any sense of panic. And I think going into this season, changing the guard there, that's going to be a big question mark for the Ravens.
Kyle, let me ask you this. When was the last time that, like, OTAs or training camp that you guys ever wrote, like, the stats every day of Tucker? I mean, if Tucker missed last year during training camp, is anybody writing, oh, Tucker was only 2 for 4 today? I mean, no, I don't think. Did they?
I doubt it. And the banner has only existed for 3 years. So unfortunately,
you don't have the 2012 training
thing,
camp
but, I mean,
stats?
Yeah, it's probably back to Tucker and Billy Cundiff when that stuff was being, you know,
and if memory serves, they were doing that because Cundiff was the incumbent trying to redeem himself after, you know, the Cundiff game.
Right, and Justin was the undrafted free agent who was sort of the hot stuff on the block. So I think Tyler is going to have to embrace some of that competition. I know they like the range on his leg, the quality of his long kicks, and that's really kind of what got him here. But he's got to be consistent. That's the piece that really needs to be worked out. And frankly, what Baltimore fans expect from their special teams. Even before Justin, you had Matt Stover, who was regular as the sun rising itself. So there's a long lineage of great kickers in this town, and Tyler Loop's going to have to adjust to that real quick.
Hey, Kyle, from what we're expecting offensively and defensively, if we said that one of the groups was going to struggle in the first few games, what side of the ball do you think that would be?
Ooh, one of the groups would struggle in the first few games. I don't know. Of the two, I have a really hard time. I mean, I think
I agree with you.
Your point with Trenton Simpson, you know, being in the middle of the defense and if he's not ready to kind of step up, you know, that's going to be a problem. But I mean, the secondary is so talented, and you have Nate Wiggins coming in for his second year. You have Jair Alexander coming in. You know, I still think, you know, the pass rush questions I have and maybe some of the depth at defensive tackle, you know, since you don't have Michael Pierce anymore, you know, Brent Urban is still kind of sitting on the sidelines here. You don't have the depth there, but so like maybe defense. And when you look at, you know, the offenses that you have lined up for the first 4 weeks, but I see two pretty strong sides of the ball on that front.
Kyle Goon, Baltimore Banner, joining us, Biddy and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Lamar Jackson rushes over under 800 yards real quick.
I would
get 915 last year. Yeah,
I guess under. I just look at all the pass catchers he has, and it's sort of like, man, it's gonna be tough to share the ball. I think D-Hop is gonna make a big impact this year. I think it's almost understated that signing at this point, because I actually think he was pretty good last year, just coming in midstream with the Chiefs, and he's such a different receiver. So I just think Lamar is going to throw a lot this coming season.
Kyle Goon, appreciate the time as always. Mention the banner. What's going on the website right now?
Yeah, we're taking a little bit of a breather, but we got it. You know, we're going to have a rating coming up of some of the top Ravens players coming into the season. So look for that in the next week or two.
Kyle, appreciate it. Have a great 4th of July weekend.
Hey, thanks for having me.
There's Kyle Goon, everyone. We'll come back. How about Funhouse coming up later in the hour. Talk about what's going on in the world of sports. Tiapo's day is over. Did he win? Did he lose? We'll let you know in a couple of minutes. This day in Orioles history, it's July 2nd. A lot of cool stuff happened in it. And in the NBA, a guy that just got a monster contract is now going to be looking to maybe miss the first few months of the season. We'll elaborate on that. Jeff Berman, InsideMDSports.com. Talk Maryland hoops and football with him. And then the aforementioned Funhouse with Nolan McGraw. It's Woman Crush Wednesday here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport,
every game,
everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the Whip Around here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. It's Vinny and Haney, 105, says the Fed. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Hear from him coming up in a couple of minutes. We were talking about Francis Tiafo, Maryland kid at Wimbledon. Well, he lost. Cameron Norris took him down in four sets. Tiafo, the 12th seed, he won the first set 6-4, then 6-3, 6-3, 7-5. So Francis Tiafo, his Wimbledon run comes to an end here in the second round. Carlos Alcaraz, he's on center court right now, up 5-1. First set there, he survived a five-setter in round one.
Yeah.
And this kid's a stud, and you know that's why they play the games. Coco Gauff, she was eliminated yesterday. Pagola was gone in round one as well. So always get upsets in all sports, doesn't matter what it is. Somebody is going down. NHL news. Looks like NHL players will be allowed to play in the 2026 Olympic Games.
I think that's big. That's big for NHL, Bob, just because we saw it with Four Nations. You know, I mean, the attention that it got, and with the Olympics, all the best, you know, NHLers going. I think it'll a lot of people will be tuned in to see that.
I think the reason that happened is because of the success.
Yeah, Four Nations.
The Four Nations, no doubt about that. Maryland basketball, they're playing in a tournament, and we'll talk more about this with Jeff Ehrman from Inside MD Sports coming up here in a couple of minutes, but it's coming up in late November. It's in Las Vegas, and Maryland play UNLV, and it's not Tark the Sharks, UNLV running Rebels, or Reggie Theus and Glenn Gondrzek, and then Stacey Augmon and Larry Johnson and all those guys. It's a bit of a different era for UNLV. They used to be the story of Vegas sports. Mm-hmm. Now the professional sports is there. UNLV hoops has kind of fallen off the map a little bit, but depending on how well you do in this tournament, players individually could get $1 million in NIL money.
Really?
This is a money tournament. Oregon won it last year, so if you're on the winning team of the tournament, you're going to get paid. And Jeff's smarter than us, and he's going to elaborate exactly how much money that will be. We'll also talk about recruiting with him as well. NBA news. Remember yesterday we talked about Jaren Jackson getting paid?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Monday he hurt his toe, turf toe.
Ooh.
Oh, yes.
That'll be a while.
Getting a procedure could be out months. Now, yeah. Zach Edey already had ankle surgery. He's out at least 4 months. So that financial commitment to Santi Aldama is now huge because he's going to be a starter. He already played big minutes for them anyway. Now, Santi Aldama, Loyola Greyhound, who just got $52.5 million, he's now going to play significant minutes, it seems. So he got hurt just off-site, just running pickup ball.
Wow.
Turf toe. So Jaren Jackson Jr. And if you want to say one thing about him, he's had problems with injuries before. Some significant like this one. But right after getting a big payday, now none of this is official yet. Well, actually it is because it just started. You know what I mean? The league year.
Yeah.
So Jaren Jackson Jr.
Wow.
Whatever that is for a procedure. I guess it's surgery, right? Where they're not going to put a Band-Aid and put
a
cure.
It takes a while.
Put some ice on it. It's not going to be one of those sorts of things. It's a whip around here on this Woman Crush Wednesday, this day in Orioles history, 1983. Tiger Stadium, Eddie Murray, Jim Dwyer, Rich Dower, all go yard. Scott McGregor, complete game. First ninth win, 7-2 world champs. 1997, Oriole Park Cannon Yards. Orioles beat up on the Phillies again. Robbie Alomar, Rafael Palmeiro, Jeffrey Hammonds all go deep. Arthur Rhodes gets the win in relief. Birds 10-6 over the Phillies. 2023, Oriole Park Cannon Yards against the Twins. Aaron Hicks, Jordan Westberg drive in runs in the eighth. Cionel Perez gets the win. Felix Bautista's 22nd save. That we know at the end of August of 23, Mountain tore his elbow, had to get Tommy John surgery. So a year ago today in Seattle, Tony Taters, Cedric Mullins drove in runs. Grayson Rodriguez went 6 1/3 for his 10th win. And this guy picked up his 20th save.
Rodriguez goes down swinging.
Kimbrel with a K to end it. And the Orioles begin this West Coast road trip with a shutout in Seattle.
A year ago today, Craig Kimbrel did not make it through the season with the Orioles. A year ago at this time, we were talking about him being an all-star after a rocky stretch for the Birds of Baltimore. Grayson Rodriguez picked up his 10th win. Maybe talking about him getting some all-star consideration. He threw his last pitch in a regular season game at the end of July last year. Tony Tater's now in Toronto with a dislocated shoulder. So he's going to be out for a while. Cedric Mullins, he's still in Baltimore, but he's going to be on the way out with the trade deadline looming. As we always say, given the struggles of this year's team, what a difference, well, quite frankly, 2 years makes. When we come back, talk some Maryland football and hoops with Jeff Urban inside MD Sports. And then a funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw. Got news from the Nets coming up at noon. Buy or sell, where's the midweek pre-holiday money? And then Jim Hunter, we'll talk Orioles with him as the Birds are finishing up with a possible series win against Texas. And then it's off to the struggling Braves in Atlanta.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's Jeff Urban. Jeff, what's up?
Hey, Bob and Vinny. Sherry is old, by the way, just to correct you.
She's like old, you know what I mean? But again, we're trying. I don't want to be crossing lines of disrespect, Jeff Urban. All right, let's talk about the first commitment to the 2026 basketball class for Buzz Williams here. It's Austin Brown. It's a kid that he was recruiting when he was at Texas A&M. And, you know, I know the star level. I used to follow recruiting religiously, Jeff, full disclosure. I couldn't tell you who the top player next year's class even is. But, you know, if you're a McDonald's All-American, you're a five-star. Then if you're like 25 to 50, 75, you're four-star, and then it was high fours and all that. Gary Williams would always say, well, how the hell they know who the difference between 75 and 76 is? But anyway, tell us about Austin Brown, what he brings to the equation, when he matriculates to College Park next year, and stars aside, can he play?
Yeah, he's a shooter, Bob. He's 6'7". You know, everybody loves shooters with size. Maryland's current roster looks pretty good. Buzz did a great job of, you know, building the whole thing from scratch. Obviously, there's not a single player returning from last year's roster, but the one big weakness, at least on paper, moving forward is the lack of shooting after last year. You know, Maryland had that great three-point shooting season, set a record, school record for three-pointers. So that was something they really needed and brought him in, kind of prioritized him early, got it done. You know, and it's another example of how his Texas roots and his ability to, you know, maintain relationships pays off for him, getting another guy from that he was recruiting at Texas A&M.
Now, for this year's roster, we'd be getting a couple people asking about Rekeese Passmore, the transfer from University of Kansas. Athleticism off the charts. I guess there's an offensive game in there as well. I mean, I didn't really give you a scouting report on him. I mean, they didn't play much for Kansas last year, but have the Terps got themselves a little bit of a gem here with big upside. Another four-star guy, Rekeese Passmore here.
Yeah, he is very athletic, as you said. Didn't play much last year at Kansas. Some of that was a couple of injuries he had. So he's one of those guys who's, you know, he's got the potential, but you don't know exactly what you have because he hasn't done it on the college level. But last year's team, as good as it was somewhat lacking, I would say, in the athleticism category. And this guy, you know, this team is far more athletic, and he's a big example of that.
Jeff, getting back to 26 recruiting, and now that Brown's in the nest, if you will, or in the shell, blah, 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 trying to come up with something corny, what are the other targets? Because you got to aim high, because as we know, with attrition and portal stuff, your roster's changed dramatically season after season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the next guy probably to visit, or at least there could be others to visit because he's not visiting till October 18th, but the next scheduled visit, official visit we know of, is another Texas kid, Billy White III. He's a top 40 recruit, has five official visits set, but it's not, you know, you're not going against the Kentuckys or Dukes of the world. So, you know, he has some solid offers, but, you know, in short, I think they have a pretty good chance. He's another big shooter, 6'8" forward, who can really fill it up. You know, a guy who would be a great get for them. He's like all these others, very high on Buzz Williams, has great things to say about him. And then, you know, locally, a guy to kind of watch is Caden Samuels at McNamara High School, just, you know, probably 10 miles from College Park at most. He was already regarded really, you know, as one of the top players in his class, but has had a great spring, could be a top 10, top 20 player when it's all said and done. So that's really the question now, as we've seen his ability to go get kids from outside the area, but can you get that first big blue chip local kind of guy?
Jeff Ehrman, InsideMDSports.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Now, the press release came out yesterday with Maryland, UNLV, Gonzaga, the 2025 Players Era Men's Championship Tournament in Las Vegas, and we know who they're playing and the times for the first couple of games. But, I mean, you look at the field. It's Alabama, Auburn, Baylor, Creighton, Gonzaga, Houston, Iowa. I mean, it's like a Sweet 16 kind of second round of the NCAA tournament level field. But there's financial incentive, much less, you know, building your NCAA tournament resume with some heavy hitters right out of the gate. But, Jeff, talk to the audience about the financial ramifications that could come NIL related to each individual player, depending, I guess, on how well Maryland does in this thing.
Yeah, it's a unique new model that would have sounded ludicrous if I told you about it 5 years ago. But
it would have been illegal 5 years ago.
Yeah, like wildly illegal. I believe each team's players collectively can earn up to $1 million in NIL compensation. I've actually been trying to track down the exact amount and system by which they can earn the money, but there's a lot of money to be made there. So that's obviously huge. And that's, it's good for recruiting too. You can tell kids you'll have this opportunity to play in this event and make money on this big stage. And it's a kind of, early non-conference event that has been lacking on Maryland's schedule for quite a while now under Willard and Turgeon. They both were pretty conservative, to be polite, about their non-conference scheduling. Last year's non-conference schedule for a while, I don't know what it ended up at, but early in the season, it was literally dead last in the country in terms of strength of schedule. So, fans want to see exciting events like they did when they used to go to the Maui Invitational under Gary and things like that. Chance to go to Vegas. The only catch, it's on Thanksgiving week, so you got to convince the wife and family, if that's your scenario, to make it work. But this is the kind of scheduling that fans have been asking for a while now.
All right, Jeff, what's happening with the football program as of July 2nd? We're getting close.
Yeah, you can almost smell it around football season around the corner, Vinny. This time of year is fairly slow until camp comes. So for now, it's just kind of gathering what people are saying about the team from the inside. I think clearly the biggest question, as you know, is quarterback situation. My hunch is that Malik Washington will be the guy. Maybe the first couple games you start one of the other guys and let him work his way in, just relieve some pressure, or maybe you just start him right out of the gate. He's clearly the future of the program, so that's obviously the biggest thing to watch. And then, the other things I'm looking at are both lines. To me, I think the secondary was very poor last year. I do think they've upgraded that considerably. I think they have a lot of really good talent at linebacker, but you lost two NFL draft picks from a defensive line that wasn't very good last year. Offensive line was not good last year. So those just remain the two wild cards from what I'm hearing. They feel like those are improved, but positivity is always in abundance this time of year.
How hot is Lox's seat, Jeff?
Well, if you look at the hot seat rankings and such that you see out there, he's pretty high up on those lists. But, he did have three straight winning seasons with bowl wins. First time that happened in the program's history. He inherited a really dismal situation on and off the field. Last year was obviously a failure. And it's hard to really calculate how hot his seat is, because we don't know what the new AD thinks about him. If Damon Evans was still here, we'd have a better feel, but we don't necessarily know what Jim Smith thinks, and he has not even, started full time. I think he starts July 25th because he's wrapping things up with the Braves and the All-Star game. But clearly when you have a new guy in, and last year was bad, and fans aren't showing up in numbers, you really need to have a turnaround season. So, everybody guesses on what the number of wins he needs to survive are. I don't think, that's really hard because of the AD situation, but he definitely he could use a bounce back season in a big way.
This seat might be hot, but it ain't crooked like the one I'm trying to sit in.
Yeah, me too.
Killing the old Bobster over here. Hey, Jeff Berman, what's happening on InsideMDSports.com right now?
New behind-the-scenes recruiting story up today. More football coverage. Just covering the Terps all day, every day. So if you're a big fan, come check us out.
Have a great 4th of July weekend, Jeff. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.
There's Jeff Irvin, everyone. We'll come back. Say hi to Nolan McGraw on a more official basis. We talked to him in the opening of the show about the Orioles' 10-2 loss last night to the Texas Rangers. Series finale coming up tonight, 8:05. We'll talk more about that with Jim Hunter. Got news from the Nest, top of the hour, and hopefully counting money at 12:15 with Buy or Sell. Count some dough, and then Jim Hunter talks about last night's loss, finale against the Rangers. injury bug that has been biting the Orioles all season long. I look ahead a little bit to Atlanta and then the all-star break. But let's bring Nolan McGraw in. Quick draw, how are you feeling today?
Feeling pretty good. I was reminded this morning when I came in, saw Jeremy Kahn, and said, hey, today's the fifth-year anniversary of the Big Mo Show with Mo Gabba, the late, great Mo Gabba. And I had completely forgot. I first of all, stunned that it's been 5 years.
Yeah.
That's already shocking enough. And two, it just gets you thinking about that night. I mean, what a special night it was. The opportunity for me to be here for that was incredible. I know Jeremy said we were talking earlier. I'm sure he said the same thing on air. That's the highlight of his career and probably will be forever. I couldn't agree more. I mean, that's something that just can't be topped. The magic of the night. And going into it, I mean, you knew people were interested. You knew it was going to be big. I mean, people were practically begging to get in guest-wise. I mean, Ravens players, Orioles players, all these prominent celebrities wanting to be a part of this. It was unlike anything I've ever seen. But once we got into it, supposed to be like 2 hours, we ended up going overtime just because it was so much fun. It was rolling. I just can't believe it's been 5 years already. What a night. And go back and listen to it if you haven't already, or check out the morning show this morning. I know they did a great tribute.
Beautiful. Yeah, he would have graduated high school by now. And, you know, the kid was a fighter, and we all know legendary, one of the great sports fans, certainly at a very young age here in Baltimore. And for everything that he endured, I mean, it took a strong kid to go through the crap that he lived through. Until ultimately he couldn't fight any longer. But, you know, Mo, the Ravens still have Baltimore M.O. in the end zone as an enduring, hopefully lifetime tribute to a kid that, you know, left an indelible mark on a lot of people. I mean, he just started out as a caller, you know, cutting class to call into sports talk radio. He touched us all to some level. But, yeah, 5 years is kind of a mind-blowing thing.
You know, it doesn't feel real. I mean, no. You know, 5 years, the passage of time. I know you usually say that in a joking manner, but this one's you know, a little more somber.
Yep. But Mo was a great kid, and we all miss him greatly. And, you know, I'm sure he's looking down on us, hoping for the Orioles to get it together and understanding that the Ravens, you know, they've got some high expectations here for 2025. What else you got over there, Quick Draw?
Well, we'll circle back to, I guess, the topic of the day, talking about Bassaio, a catcher. And, I mean, look, I was playing a little more devil's advocate earlier in the show, but I think I still probably side with wanting to see the kid. If I was trying to get inside the mind of Mike Elias, well, then maybe I'd probably go the route of bringing up, you know, service time and that sort of thing. But maybe the only other area that you could push back and say is that, is he truly ready? Right? I mean, look, we start talking about these prospects. Oh, they're so great. They're ready. Let them up here. Just give them a shot. And when you see a Heston Kerstad or a Kobe Mayo, players that waited, or they waited too long to give those guys their opportunity, I get the frustration. But you could also point to a guy like Cedric Mullins. Got thrown into the spotlight. Adam Jones blessing there in 2018. Right. Hey, this is the center fielder of the future. And you know, let him run out onto the field by himself and all that stuff. And look, Cedric turned into a great player, but it took a while. And there were some speed bumps there where maybe you're wondering if that early call-up was a little too soon, because that was a big talking point at the time.
He was the hand-chosen successor to Adam Jones, because a lot of people wanted Austin Hayes to be that guy, and Hayes had come up earlier than Cedric had, and then Hayes, of course, dealt with a myriad of injuries. Just came back, by the way, from the IL for the Reds, but said after the great beginning to his Orioles career, he hit this because he was still a switch hitter at the time, let's not forget. He was sent back to Bowie. He didn't go back to Norfolk. They sent him back to Double A, and then he abandoned the switch hitting thing, which turned out to be a blessing for him. But look, Kerstad was a guy that was hitting like slow pitch softball. When you look at the box scores every day, Kerstad was 4-for-5, 3-for-6. Homers, OPS was well over 1,000. Like, gee, he can't. What do you want? What more do you want him to do? Hitting a baseball at AAA, but defensively, he had his moments. He'd, you know, make a sliding catch here or whatnot, but he regressed in both areas this year to the point where not saying he's a faded prospect, but, you know, I got under Kyle Stowers hit a home run again last night. His OPS is rolling 850. He's going to be an all-star consideration guy for Miami. You know, you make choices, Vinny, as you always say.
No doubt.
I mean, the Orioles made a choice to keep Jordan Westberg, let Joey Ortiz go. You know what I mean? Joey Ortiz starts for Milwaukee, but Westberg was an all-star last year. You got to make choices. They chose Kerstad over Stowers and others. I mean, you still have Bradfield, you have Beavers, you have drafted Honeycutt. And based on what we were talking about yesterday with the guy from Baseball America, they'll probably draft another outfielder coming up here in a couple of weeks. But, you know, Kerstad hit the skids, shall we say. But why would that deter you from Basayo? Everyone and their grandmother tells you can hit. I mean, is he that poor defensively or that unpolished? Or, I mean, can he call a good game? Does he build a repertoire with the starting pitchers? I don't know any
of that. I mean, calling the game could be another part of it. I mean, sure. We've seen that. But, I mean, Maverick Hanley, look, he's had quite a few seasons in the minors to work with some of these guys in the organization, but still, I'm sure it's a bit of a culture shock coming up here. That might be the hardest job on the field, catcher, especially a guy coming up on short notice. So Orioles a bit handcuffed here. And at the end of the day with Basayo, he's 20 years old.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, besides a Jackson Holliday, what other prospect has come up that soon in recent history? Machado did, but that was, you know,
many years ago.
But they know his maturity level, and they have a feel, I would think, if he could handle it.
Well, I guess my point was is that, you know, like with a Mayo and a Kerstad, where we're like, get these guys up here because they're getting old, you know, not going to say that jokingly.
Real quick, because
Basayo's not getting old.
If he comes up, do you want him up to be here to stay or just fill in a need?
I'd like him to be here to stay.
Correct. Now, Bonuelos, I mean, he's been on the taxi squad so many times, he probably smells like cigars. It's an old taxi reference. But either way, Bonuelos or Basayo? Let's go with Basayo. Then again, they don't pay us to make these decisions. We'll come back. News from the Nats. Stick around for that. Buy or sell 12:15. And we'll talk to that about Jim Hunter. Basayo and all the good stuff. What about the trade deadline? How many Orioles are going to be ex-Orioles a month from now?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.